Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Let's congratulate senior cross-country member of the Mercer County Golden Eagles. That's Eden Mueller, a state medalist, finishing ninth at the 1A state cross-country meet this past Saturday at Detweiler Park in Peoria. All right, I saw some of the pictures of that day with the weather conditions, those high winds, you know, gusting, I think, as much as 50 miles an hour. Yeah. Rain falling. Tell us a little bit about the weather conditions and dealing with that on Saturday.
Well, I saw the forecast a few days before the meet, and I kind of knew that I was just going to have to race for place because I wasn't sure I was going to be able to get a great time in the weather. But I feel like there's so much adrenaline that when we started the race, I wasn't really paying attention to the wind or the rain. So it was just kind of normal until it really started just like downpouring the last half mile. So that was kind of hard. But yeah, it was different running in all the mud and the wind. Like I said, I was just really trying to go for place instead of time because of it.
Well, and it has to be, you know, a pretty memorable experience when you say, hey, do you remember your senior year of the state cross country meet? And you're like, yeah, it was 50 mile an hour winds and I ran in a downpour. What was just, you know, the mental game of all of it? You said, hey, you know, the adrenaline early on, but as the race progresses, you have to probably feel it a little bit more.
Yeah, I was trying to just not focus on it too much because I knew obviously everyone was going to have to run in the same conditions. So it was like fair game, I guess. Yeah, I tried to think about the wind when it was to my back so I could think of it like pushing me along. But like when I was running against it, I just tried to forget about it and focus on like standing up straight and just beating the competition.
Now, people are listening and saying, standing up straight, that sounds pretty easy. But yeah, when you're dealing with weather conditions like they were on Saturday, I'm just curious, you know, how much of the race is running into that wind and then how much of it is at your back on that race Saturday?
I feel like it's about half and half, really, for running against the wind. The finishing stretch is actually against the wind, so that was kind of rough, like especially when you're so tired at the end of the race, and I feel like my form already is starting to get bad, so that's when it really got tough. I was like, okay, I gotta stay up straight, keep my form good, just focus on finishing. So yeah, that was hard.
Did you have any issue with footing? I mean, with a wet surface like that, was any of that in play at all Saturday?
You know, it was definitely different than like any normal race, but I feel like we kind of got lucky because we were the first race. So like it wasn't nearly as muddy as it was for like the 3A boys that raced at, I don't know, like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So yeah, it was definitely different running in the mud, but I feel like we had it better compared to some other races.
All right. So you finish ninth in state. That's a pretty good finish. Did that meet your expectations? What'd you think?
That definitely exceeded my expectations. My only goal is to really get top 25. So being ninth, I was like beyond happy with that.
All right. So you're a senior. So you cross the finish line and you're happy that you're a state medalist, top 10 finish, which is awesome. Yeah. But when you're a senior, it's got to be a little bittersweet when you say, well, this is it. This is my last race. Did you think about that at all?
Yeah, I was thinking, especially like the last half mile, I was like, okay, this is my last like high school cross country race. I got to finish it strong. So I feel like that kind of helped like the mental aspect throughout the race, staying like positive and having a good mindset.
So tell us about the sport of cross country. You know, when did your interest in that sport begin? And why has the sport been so important to you?
I didn't start cross country until I was a sophomore, and I feel like quarantine really kind of helped me get into it. I just didn't have much to do, so I started going on runs, and I was like, oh, I actually kind of really like running. And yeah, I was kind of just doing it for fun, I guess, at first. So I decided to join cross country, and as the years have went on, I definitely like, I've gotten more competitive with it and really, really grown to like it.
What will you miss most about, you know, just participating and competing within the program? Now, I know you're a distance runner when the spring track season comes around. But
yeah,
as far as just your days of no longer being part of the cross country program, what about that?
I'm definitely going to miss the team the most. I think we all get really close during the cross country season, and we're obviously close during track too, but there's just something kind of different about cross country. So I'm going to miss the team the most. And yeah, just racing every week, kind of getting on that schedule. It's definitely going to be different going from that to just like track season where it's we race all the time, we get different events. So yeah, it's a big jump.
So you want to, I'm assuming it would be great for you. You state medal in the fall cross country, and I'm assuming that's probably how you'd like to finish your yes. years as a Golden Eagle. So what are you looking at, I guess, in the spring in terms of what event you want to participate in?
For state, I'm not really sure yet because I've went in the 32 and 1600 the past 2 years, and I kind of want to do that again, but I'm not sure yet if I want to maybe just focus on one of the two, if I'm doing better. Try to obviously medal again, get top three would be great, but yeah, I'm not really sure yet. I guess I'll have to see how the season plays out and where I think I'd fit best.
All right. I always ask kids too, when you get to state, whatever the sport is, it's awesome, yeah. right? So cool.
Yeah.
With, just the promotion, the atmosphere, being there and competing against the best in the state, right? That's cool getting to do that.
Cool.
So then what's the emotion, or can you feel like when they put the medal around your neck and say, hey, I'm concluding my high school career in this sport, and they're putting a medal around my neck today. What was that? What did that feel like for you?
I definitely felt really accomplished. I've never gotten a state medal in cross country before, so it felt like a good way to go out. Really felt like everything I've done these past few months have paid off, so it felt really good.
How muddy did you get?
I actually don't think I got too muddy. My shoes were really bad, but I feel like I said, compared to the boys' races and the races later in the day, our race really was not like super muddy. Like, I don't know. My legs were a little muddy, but nothing terrible.
All right. I think I talked to Derek Coulter last week or a couple of weeks ago, and I can't remember if he told me he had 15 pairs of shoes or 25 pairs of shoes. Do you have more than that or less?
I only really run in one pair of shoes, but I have a ton of like old ones that are super worn out. I probably have around 15 too.
All right. Well, hey, congratulations. Awesome. A state medalist Thank here at Mercer you. County senior Eden Mueller finished ninth at the state cross country meet to finish up her cross country career. Nice going. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.